2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
Right now, downtown, 59 degrees.
Starting to see volumes increase on the freeways, especially in Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Department of Justice says they have busted the people behind the largest child pornography website on the dark net. Arrests were made around the world this week,
including two men arrested here in Utah. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the story, John.
Amanda, the U.S. Department of Justice says this is a huge win in the effort to clean up the dark net. They've announced that 337 people spanning nearly two dozen states and a dozen countries around the world have been arrested as part of the takedown. Included in that are 24-year-old Nicholas Benyon Bradshaw of Bountiful and 37-year-old Michael Don Gibbs of Holiday. Both individuals have passed charges connected to child porn or sexual exploitation of a minor. Officials say the bust of the site, called Welcome to Video, has helped rescue dozens of minors that were being actively abused. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We've learned the name of the woman who was found dead in a Midvale motel. 66-year-old Lynette Pierce was an administrative assistant for the University of Utah College of Nursing for 22 years. Police are not saying how she died, but are treating her death at the Motel 6 as a homicide.
Some students at the U of U are planning to walk out to mark the one-year anniversary of the murder of Laura McCluskey on campus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, they run an anonymous account called Unsafe U, and their online post calls for a protest and walkout on Monday from 11:30 to 1. This group says campus police are not able to protect them, and they have a list of ways they think would improve that. The group also wants to meet personally with the U's president, Ruth Watkins. The U told the Tribune any student can sign up for a time as long as they give their name, but these students don't want to. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. A lot of people may be heading out of town today, but you might have some challenges depending on which way you're headed.
For travelers who may be doing some fall break travel, boy, today's not a great day because of those stronger wind gusts. You're better off leaving in the morning. And then Sunday coming back, we are going to be looking at snow showers, and it's more likely to stick and be a problem in some of those high elevation passes in northern Utah on Sunday. So it could be a rough go for travel today because of the wind, and then Sunday because of the snow showers.
Grant says today's winds will actually push our temperatures up. We're expecting highs around 75.
A congressional leader is remembered this morning. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Congressman Elijah Cummings died last night. He was 68 and long-suffered health issues. He chaired the House Oversight Committee, and member Debbie Wasserman Schultz tells CNN they will press on.
And we'll see what happens.
That's, of course, not Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Congressman Cummings died at Johns Hopkins University in his hometown of Baltimore. President Trump berated Democrat leaders before they walked out of a House meeting about Syria yesterday. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said the meeting continued without Nancy Pelosi.
Very productive between the Democrats who actually stayed in the meeting. Unfortunately, the speaker tries to make everything political.
Pelosi theorized the president was in a bad mood because the House just passed a bipartisan condemnation of his Syrian troop withdrawal. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo have just arrived in Turkey, sent there by President Trump.
And we'll see what happens. The delegation, we're asking for a ceasefire.
But Turkey's President Erdogan insists there needs to be a buffer zone in northern Syria against what he calls terrorist Kurdish forces. And Britain and the European Union announced they've reached a Brexit deal today. The plan faces a vote among EU members Saturday. Must also be approved by Parliament in London. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.